to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I have what I think is a very interesting show for you. As well as my Back Porch Bluegrass radio show, I also host a jam session once a month on the fourth Sunday of the month, also called Back Porch Bluegrass. And we often have an opportunity to jam together, and we do all the bluegrass standards that you might expect to be played in such a jam session. And people often ask me, do you have a copy of that song, or do you have a copy of that, or what should we listen to find that song? And early this year I did a show that featured several jam session songs. I've made a big effort this time to really put some together, and that's what we're going to have for this show. I hope you like the versions that I've chosen for you. Most of the songs will be familiar. You might be delighted to hear some of them again because you've not heard them for a while, but I think you'll find these versions really interesting. We're going to start with a real supergroup of country music from the 1940s, the Browns Ferry Four. They combined the Delmore brothers, Elton and Raybon, Merle Travis, a hot guitar picker, and Grandpa Jones. And what's interesting is that they were really for a radio show. They didn't do live performances. They just were known through their radio show. Were known for their great harmonies. They did some great songs. And here from a recording session in 1946 is their version of Will the Circle Be Unbroken, a classic for bluegrass jam sessions. Here's the Browns Ferry Four.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
I was standing by my window on one cold and cloudy day when I saw the hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Lord, I told that undertaker, please drive slow, for this lady you are holding, Lord, I hate to see her go.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
I will follow close behind her, try to hold up and be brave, but I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in the grave.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Well, isn't that interesting? Normally it's done as a much slower, more mournful song, and That supergroup, Brown's Ferry 4, did quite a fast version of it. One of the songs we do is one called Bury Me Beneath the Willow, and the version that we use is the one really done by Earl Taylor, Jim McCall, and the Stony Mountain Boys from the album Bluegrass Tailor Made, featuring Earl Taylor. And Hamilton County also did this version of the song, lovely song, Bury Me Beneath the Willow.
Till we meet in heaven above. Bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, for she may know where I am sleeping, and perhaps you weep for me. Tomorrow is our wedding day. Oh God, where is she? She's gone to wed another. She no longer cares for me. Bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, for she may know where I am sleeping, and perhaps you weep for me.
Wasn't that a fine version of that song? Wow, it's really good fun listening to it again. Frankie Short did such a good job of singing lead there. Walter Hensley on banjo. One of the classics of bluegrass music, Blue Moon of Kentucky. And here is the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band from the Country Touch album, recorded about 1967, doing their version of that classic. Thank you. Lovely to hear that beautiful mandolin playing by David Calder at the start there. We'd never seen anyone else play mandolin, and he'd listened to some recordings and worked it all out for himself. And that was great. We have now Flatten Scruggs. Everyone has listened to Flatten Scruggs music, and they provided some really great tunes. We're going to hear Roll In My Sweet Baby's Arms, 1950 recording, and I guess this is played at every bluegrass jam session that you ever hear. Classic. Man, they played fast in those days. A lot of enthusiasm there. That was Benny Sims on fiddle too. Did a great job. Flatten Scruggs Band, Rollin' My Sweet Baby's Arms, the jam session classic. Here is the fine Canadian band Jerusalem Ridge with their version of Little Maggie.
Well, I'm going back to the country. I'm tired of living in this town. Pretty women will cause me to ramble. Little Maggie's gonna settle me down.
Version of that song, Little Maggie, Canadian band Jerusalem Ridge. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. That's a big music store in Anglesey Street in Hamilton. They can meet all your musical needs. The staff there are very knowledgeable about musical things, and they can help you out no matter what your questions are. They sell great instruments, Martin guitars, court guitars, Deering banjos, more ukuleles than you can imagine, strings, straps, stands, all the other things that begin with S that you can use to help your musical career. I'm sure you can be thinking about them now. They've been supporting music in Hamilton for more than 50 years and doing a fine job of it, so I really appreciate them supporting my radio show. We're going to hear a tune called The Lonesome Moonlight Waltz. This has become a bit of a standard amongst our musicians, and everyone's learning versions of that. And the version I have here is from the album Bluegrass Backroads, Roads Less Travelled, by the Price family. Two delightful young women, Lauren and Leanna Price, and they're playing mandolin and fiddle. They're supported by Tim Price on guitar, Mike Compton doing a harmony mandolin, how about that, and John Keith doing some guitar. No, he's doing some bass on this one. And it's a lovely tune, The Lonesome Moonlight Waltz.
Thank you.
great version of that, Lonesome Moonlight Waltz. And I'm sure that there'll be people in our bluegrass jam session listening to that and playing along with that and practicing their licks. It sounds great on Dobro, just in case you were interested. I've spent some time trying to work out a Dobro version of that tune. What have we got to hear now? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm doing songs that you might find in a bluegrass jam session. So it's good for you to learn all these songs that I'm playing for you, and I'm digging up slightly rare versions of them. And here's a slightly rare version of a old Carter Family song, Foggy Mountaintop. Evidently, Lester Flat Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys were named after the song. It's a Carter Family song, and here we have the Vern Williams Band from the album Bluegrass from the Gold Country. Californian bluegrass performer who inspired most of the California bluegrass players playing today with his very strong and aggressive approach to bluegrass music, singing and his mandolin playing. Here he is with his band doing Foggy Mountaintop. Vern Williams Band with Foggy Mountain Top. I first heard that with New Lost City Ramblers, I think Mike Seeger. But that was a great version from their band with Keith Little playing banjo, I know that for sure. Here's a song from a band called Volume 5 from the album Children of the Mountain, and it's a classic Long Journey Home. Lost all my money but a $2 bill, I think.
$2 bill, $2 bill was $2 bill. Lost all my money but a $2 bill, and I'm on my long journey home. Out in the east and it looks like rain, looks like rain, boys, looks like rain. Out in the east and it looks like rain.
looks like rain, and I'm on my long journey home.
Lost all my money but a $2 bill. $2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. $2 bill, and I'm on my long journey home. I'm homesick and lonesome, wanna go home, wanna go home, boys, wanna go home. I'm homesick and lonesome, wanna go home, and I'm on my long journey home.
Lost all my money but a $2 bill. $2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. And I'm on my long journey home.
Lost all my money but a $2 bill. $2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. And I'm on my long journey home.
That's a bit faster than we play it in the jam session. Oh, those guys have got a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm, and they did a great version of that song. Back in the 1990s, the Osborne Brothers started an anthology series. I don't know if it was ever finished, but they pay tribute to some of their early influences in bluegrass music. They came from Hyden, Kentucky, and the album is just called Hyden. It's got some great songs on it. I'm going to feature one called Little Cabin Home on the Hill. Sonny's playing banjo, Bobby's playing mandolin, David Crow on fiddle, Terry Eldridge on rhythm guitar, Terry Smith on bass and the lead vocals in this one, and Gene Wooten on the resophonic guitar. One of the classics of bluegrass music by the Osborne Brothers.
Tonight I'm alone without you, my dear. It seems there's a longing for you still. I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. I hope you are happy tonight as you are, for in my heart there's a longing for you still. Well, I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on the hill.
Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill.
When you have come to the end of your way and find there's no more happiness for you. Just let your thoughts turn back once more, if you will, to our little cabin home on the hill.
Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beyond my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill.
The Osborne Brothers, with Terry Smith singing lead in that classic Little Cabin Home on the Hill. Beautiful version, wasn't it? A soulful fiddle line there. Glenn Duncan on fiddle, I think it was. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and you could be listening live from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, which is where the state program comes from, or live streaming it on your computer. You could be downloading it as a podcast, which goes all around the world, and people are very interested in podcasts these days, and lots of people download bluegrass podcasts to keep them up to date and interested in their favorite musics. Or you could be listening to one of the access radio stations all around New Zealand. Thank you very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. It's played at different times throughout the various stations. Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community, Arrow FM in Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in whenever you do there. You might also download it from Spotify, now available on Spotify. So if you get most of your music through that means, Back Porch Bluegrass is available there too, and you can listen there. Also on the access radio stations in Canada, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, The Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario. Thank you very much. And Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. I really appreciate all those places that people tune in and listen to a New Zealand take on bluegrass music. I've been playing the music since mid-1960s, and I still love playing with my band, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. We still get to play. We've got a gig coming up this weekend, which we're all really looking forward to. And but this show is all about the tunes that you might find in a jam session at Bluegrass. So you can put this on and listen to this and think, I need to learn that song because I heard that done at a jam session. When I was learning banjo, anything that came out with banjo on, I was really delighted to get hold of all my albums. And this is one by a banjo player called Don Palmley, and it was called Five String Banjo, and I thought this album is just for me, featuring the 12-string guitar of Billy Strange, and who else has got on it? Bass, Rex Gosden, Dobro, Leroy McNeese, drums, Hal Blaine, guitar, Vern Gosden, and mandolin, Chris Hillman. And it was released in 1962. And I'm going to play you a version of Cripple Creek. Every banjo player needs to learn Cripple Creek.
Thank you.
Cripple Creek by Don Parmley, a fine banjo player, and Father David Parmley, who became the lead singer in the Bluegrass Cardinals, I believe it was, and also had his own band. We're going to play for you a classic Hank Williams tune. This is done by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band from the Will the Circle Be Unbroken album, I Saw the Light.
So aimless, life filled with sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like an angel in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Blind man, I wandered alone. Wearies and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man that God gave back his sight.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I Saw the Light, classic version there, and I meant to say it was Roy Acuff singing lead there and Bashful Brother Oswald on the dobro, all working with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, some jam session songs, classic song Salty Dog Blues. When Flat and Scruggs did that in their live shows, they usually had Curly Sickler, if he was working with them, to do that song. And I have Curly Sickler here, not quite in the studio, but just about, from the album Curly Sickler Sings Again. I have a version there. And on this album, he's working with the Shenandoah Cut-Ups. Billy Edwards on banjo, John Palmer on bass, Tater Tate on fiddle, Herschel Sizemore on mandolin, and Curly is playing guitar and doing the vocals, and here's Old Salty Dog Blues. Version of Salty Dog there by Curly Seckler in the Shenandoah Cut-Ups. One of the songs that we do sometimes is a tune called Mountain Dew, sometimes associated with String Bean, I think it is, though it's pretty hard to find a version. But the Stanley Brothers did a very stripped-down version in their days of their King recordings, where they're featuring a lot of lead guitar by George Shuffler, and here they are doing good old Mountain Dew.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Mr. Roosevelt told him just how he felt when he heard that the dry log gone through. If your liquor's too red, it'll swell up your head. You better stick to that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Preacher rode by with his head high, stood high, said his wife had been down with the flu. He thought that I ought to sell him a quart of my good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Snort, he sawed off and short, he measures 4 feet two. But he feels like a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, that's a stripped-down version of the Stanley Brothers, isn't it? No banjo at all, no mandolin, just the rhythm guitar, the lead guitar, a little bit of bass, I think. I think there was some bass in there and some great vocal harmonies. Stanley Brothers doing good old Mountain Dew. One of the classic later songs for a jam session is Old Home Place, written by the Dillards, first performed by the Dillards, and written by Mitch Jane and Dean Webb, I think it is. Classic songs, got some lovely chord changes in, some lovely sentiments expressed in the song, and just about everybody knows how to play Old Home Place. Here's a great version of it. It's the Dillards himself doing it from their Back Porch Bluegrass album. Great song it is, and the Bluegrass Album Band did a fine version of that song, or was it J.D. Crow with Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice doing it? Excellent song, done in lots of jam sessions, and still one of my favourites. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and this is Jam Session Favourites, all songs that you need to learn if you're going to play in a jam session. And one that often comes up, here's a slightly different version. This is from the Oh Brother Where Art Thou movie soundtrack, and we have Gillian Welsh and Alison Krauss sing this old favourite, I'll Fly Away.
Fly away to that home.
some wonderful singing there and some great mandolin playing by Mike Compton and guitar by Chris Sharp there. Beautiful version, the way their voices entwine around each other. Sometimes the harmonies were above, sometimes below. Just sounded magic. Well, we've been playing all sorts of jam session songs, and one tune that everyone needs to learn and is a really good one to do in a jam session because it's got such a distinctive lead line in it is the tune Old Joe Clark. So we'll go out on that. This is from the album Blue Moon of Kentucky, an instrumental tribute to Bill Monro, and it's headed by Mike Scott on banjo and Adam Steffi on mandolin, Brian Sutton on guitar, Rob Ikes on dobro, Aubrey Haney on fiddle, Mike Compton also on mandolin, Tim Stafford on guitar, Ben Isaacs on bass. What a lineup. And here's the tune, Old Joe Clark. I hope you've enjoyed my jam session favourites, and I hope you learned something there and keep this recording for later use when you're trying to find out a source of a song. Here's Old Joe Clark. See you later.